Hello and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast. It's working on YouTube this week. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. As you can see, I'm not still at my mum's. I'm back at my mum's tonight. She's had a bad time. So if you could put some, she couldn't watch last week. So if you could put some get well soons in the chat, she's had an awful day, but she's back home. And that's the main thing. But before we go any further, of course, to our sponsor, every time, Northern Print Solutions and our partners at Patrick, give them a follow. Also hit the subscribe button as well. We'd love you to interact with us. And we've got loads of messages coming in. But before I do that, I'll bring the lads in. Hello there, boys. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Happy. Oh. Even Mickey's happy. Look at Mickey. Mickey, you're buzzing.
Let's start.
I'm top. Positively glowing.
you look radiant, Mickey. You look radiant. Let's start the top. We've qualified. Oh, keep that down. Keep that down. It's not past 9 o'clock yet. of course, we've qualified for the playoffs, everybody. Before we go any further, just a massive well done to these lads. They have battled. There's been things going on behind the scenes, travel issues this past weekend, which was horrendous, and they've still managed to come through and get the job done against the champions, no less. We'll get into that game. Of course, there is a lot more to talk about as well. We've got the preview of the Aldershot game. We've got the preview of the Bromley game. There's awards to talk about on Saturday after the game. But before we go any further, let's just say a quick get well soon to the South Shields fans that were involved in the unfortunate accident last Saturday. If anyone hasn't seen on social media and on the news as well, a minibus unfortunately had an accident on the motorway, I believe flipped a couple of times, and just thankfully everybody is alive. I know some people are hurt and, you know, have broken ribs and whatever, but they're still going to be able to go home, and that's the main thing. And we send our love to them, because look, we've all been on the road in little minibuses, and no one wants to go to a game and not get back. But we've got loads of messages coming in. We've got Darcy.
I was never going to get back when Tommy Dorman was driving at times.
I woke up with an indicator off a truck 2 inches from the window. We've got Darcy Gray. That's put even all Steve Farnfield's, but hopefully Davey has paid his bill to YouTube and we're back normal. I haven't got a bill to YouTube. We've got Evening All looking forward to a fun-packed show. David Tron has put Evening All. We've got all the evenings coming in from Christopher Story, Craig. We've got Embrace Division. Evening, gents. I love Gated FC. We echo that statement. And we've got Patrick Story. Evening All, smile on my face all day. That's what we like. Northern Beast Media, Jamie, hello. The Waldens are tuning in. See, we've got everyone coming in. I'll quickly get through these. And we've got Evening Mason, Sean Perry. Then we've got some get well soons to me, ma'am, there from Trina and from Pat. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. And other people have put get well soon as well.
Get well soon, Susan.
Yeah. And, so hopefully, as I say, those messages will help her on the mend. Just before we go any further as well, there is a live score in the National League tonight that does kind of affect us. Of course, the dream of third place was always the case if we could win our next two games and Bromley lose, but Bromley are 2-0 to the good after 20 minutes away to Oxford. So look, that's not anything to be disappointed about. These lads have done us absolutely amazing this season, and you know, they deserve all the plaudits they get, and they're definitely not going to rest on their laurels. We know that. If anyone hasn't seen on social media, this was the lads celebrating in the dressing room after the game. Don't worry, it's all clean. That's enough of that, because we don't want to get striked for copyright. But thankfully they all had their shorts on. Well done to the boys. They're enjoying themselves. And obviously we've got the usual celebration from Kenton at the end with the arm pump fists to the crowd and the cheers. So and we've got more messages coming in there. Get well soon from Johnny Gray to me, ma'am. And we've got get well soon from Darcy. So if, I don't know if your ma'am can hear. Are you seeing the messages, ma'am? I think she's still listening. I think she's on the delay, so she'll probably shout in about 5 minutes. Anyway, it's all right. But YouTube is working. It is. Keep them messages coming in.
Yes.
Let's get the highlights on of the game yesterday. Obviously, you haven't seen these, Steely, have you?
I haven't. No, these are new to me. I listened to you, Davey, obviously, last night, and here we go.
Well, as I say, it was the. I mean, there's Dobra there. He's just a live wire, and I think really any team would be happy to have him in the league. But no, they were set out well. They pressed us all the way throughout the game, really, didn't they? And then a great save there by Harness.
Good save, yeah.
Yeah, as lightning reactions.
I think the first 10 minutes were under the cosh, weren't we?
Yeah. To be honest, that's why you can see why they were champions. Yes, look at that. How many times did Tinkler send Quigley for the pies? It was amazing.
Many a time.
And
last night, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, and I mean, you could see that, you know, they had done the homework. They didn't want to give us much space to pass, did they? And much room to breathe, let alone. And we had to be on our game. And when we did get it moving, we moved it really well. It was, it was just a great game.
Did before.
Yeah,
some nice football. Yeah, nice.
This for the first penalty. There you go. Well, that's the first penalty. At first, I thought this one was a little bit dubious, but when you see the replay here...
The keeper's not arguing too much, is he? The keeper's sort of accepting his fate. You
know, Mark had a faux pas by saying it was Ollie that put it through, but the Evans family corrected Mark because he kept saying that Ollie put the ball through. Obviously, it wasn't Welsh pride. And gave inch perfect penalty. You know, he's put it straight in the corner. As Mark said, practically in the side netting. It was that good. There you go. Look at that.
Really well placed.
It really was. Well.
Yeah, he's a great penalty taker. His heart.
Oh yeah, he's absolutely ice cold in his veins, isn't he? He's really good. I say Tinkler was outstanding. Says Northern Beast Media, and as well, shout out to the lads at the back. The drum makes the atmosphere phenomenal during the Wembley ole ole last like 20 minutes. But I mean, I look at these. Oh, that was good clearance from Story. Great clearance.
You know, who's that tricky lad?
Not Jesse Dobra, Armando Dobra.
Dobra,
right.
Yeah, he's absolutely fantastic.
Where's he come from? What's his background?
Albanian.
Wow.
Yeah, and
he's an absolute never player. I mean, him and Ked had a fight when he was at Notts County.
Oh.
So, needless to say, the Scott family are not too enamoured by him.
Yeah, not a bit. But, I mean, we've got Hanno, the divine Alice band. He does know how to rock it, doesn't he? He loves an Alice band. He's a lad. But, I mean, is this the one for the second penalty here? I think it is, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. So, there we go. Oh, she's just heard I can, thank you. So she must have...
this was the one where they said the keeper won the ball. Is that right?
If you watch, here we go. You'll see he gets a foot to the ball.
Yeah.
Wins the ball. It bounces off Brown, but the placement of the referee from his angle, he's seen a foul. Yeah. So, but
referee would have took his forward leg.
Yeah.
Or maybe he went for the other side. He went for the same side, didn't he?
Yeah, straight through the gloves. But no, fantastic.
They're stuck in the top corner.
But I must admit, though, I mean, look, these things even themselves out, don't over a season. Yeah. But, I mean, I was saying to Mickey before we came on air, you know, it could happen to us in the playoffs, a dodgy decision. It's just how it goes. And fortunately for us last night, it went all the way. So Charles Woff, he sent the same message again because I didn't get a chance to read it out before. I was going back to it, but he's put, "Hi lads, warmed up and dried out from last night. Pleasure to be pitch side." And of course, the pitches are always fantastic. And apparently, Dobra is ex Ipswich.
Oh, there you go.
We've still got out. Trina has put, "Tinks was amazing last night, most games. Good to see him get man of the match." It certainly was. And I think Kent Richardson was fantastic as well last night. There was a number of players that really shone. And I thought he was just going to slip it through here for Brown, but this wasn't for him.
I thought that was in, that league.
Yeah.
Tinks back has been really good for us, hasn't he? Obviously, he came back from injury, you know, a big miss for us. He's been superb.
Certainly is. We've got hang on one second. We've got Steve Farnfield's been working out some maths. I'll put this up in a second once we get through the highlights. But obviously in the second half, You know, Chesterfield still put us to the sword at times. We had our opportunities, and this one wasn't too far away. It was a good whip in.
Yeah, I thought if he had a header to the back across.
Yeah,
I thought he would have as well.
Yeah, put it this way.
He's just catching up with it. It's just dropped over the lad's head. Maybe he thought he wasn't going to get to it, and he just reacted.
I think you can see why Chesterfield are champions, by the way. I know they took the foot off the pedal and they were talking about being on the beach, etc., but still.
Story here was unfortunate. I mean, you've seen the goal line clearance he did before. It's a goalkeeper, as you're a hero or a villain in these things. And just this time it come off the outside of his boot when he's trying to stretch for it. And, you know,
I think. Yeah, if it's healthy, he would score three against Chesterfield, I'd have been happy.
Yeah, well, we did technically score three. So, you know, we had to give them false hope, didn't we?
Yeah, they were well, Mickey displeased. Mickey probably paid them. Did he, Mickey? Because you wanted that 2-1.
That's where it is. So we've got news on that, actually. The Prediction League is coming up as well very soon. And we've got a message here. I had a spelling mistake in the first message. Thank God for spill cooker. what the season says, Ken Webster. It has. It's been, you know, regardless of what happens here, obviously you always want to win and achieve these things. But, you know, when you put things into perspective, you know, where we are, what we've come from is just unreal. And here's Kent with the old fist pump. Yay, yay, yay. There you go. That's how you do it, Kent. And it's been just an unbelievable season so far. Steve Barnfield, let's see if I can decipher this. Southend 65 points, 1 to play. Prediction 3 points, 68 points, goal difference 26. Oh God, you've got too much time on your hands, Steve. Here, so it's one of them could get into the playoffs.
One of those two. It all turns tomorrow night, really, doesn't it? I mean, Aldershot need to beat us, really, to stand a chance. You know, a draw or defeat for Aldershot probably puts them out of equation.
Yeah, well, Ken Rose has seen season ticket well worth it. Ollie wasn't in the game much, probably prefers the 10 rule. Look, everyone's having to play their part. And, you know, it's to be honest, I don't think it was a game where Ollie could have been in open space.
I think Ollie was shattered.
Yeah. And I think it was. I think you've seen how much they were closing down. Nobody had much space in that game.
He's only been back 2 weeks, hasn't he?
Well, yeah. Match fitness. By the way, we talk about it being a great season. You know what I mean? We were discussing whether it was the best ever season. That's something. It's also it's been a bonkers season, really. When you look at it, like, you know, we started the season so well. We lost players. We lost the manager. And then we've rebounded quite quickly, doom and gloom for a little bit. And then, God, we're at Wembley and now in the playoffs. This is not, you couldn't script it. You honestly couldn't script this.
If it was a Hollywood movie, you'd say it was over. It was,
too dramatic. Exaggerated,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, too dramatic. Yeah, this doesn't happen in real life, honestly.
Not at all. It just doesn't happen. Before we go any further, we do have the delayed competition. So if you would like to win hat. One second.
Oh, Mickey's going to have to get up. Hang on.
So I'll put me on full screen and give me Bobble a shake. There we go. So if you'd like to win this Gates FC Bobble hat, there's the bobble. Ooh. There you go. Look at the stitching. Impeccable stitching. Anyone would look gorgeous wearing that. And we'll put Mickey up. He's got a signed program from the Macclesfield semi-final from the coaching staff.
Mugs, Louis and Rob.
So there we go. You can win that. And the way to win that is to put hashtag playoffs in the comment, in the chat, and you will be entered into that. Remember, rules, you must be able to pick up on Saturday because I can't do the game tomorrow night. My wife already had plans on a Wednesday and with the rearranged games. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. And so it'll be on Saturday the Bromley game. And also, as everybody, don't forget the Bromley game is a 2:15 kickoff.
12:15.
I could have got everyone there late. 12:15. And of course, after the game is the end of season awards, and the tickets are available to buy £5 each from the club website. So if you want to get along to that, and it should be good. We'll find out who's goal of the season. And there's lots of people entering for the playoff, for the competition here. Look at all these names; they're all flying in. Paula Evans there as well. Look, Johnny Gray, Corey Darcy. We've got a new name here: Emma Skipper. Emma Skipper's joining in. Thank you very much, Liv Walden. Look at it; it's all flying in. All these people. Oh, so keep going, and we'll draw that at the end of the show. Now, just before we go any further, we've got lots and lots of people watching, and we want you to get involved with the show and stay with the show. So this is just a little our social medias, and we'll be back right back. So, but remember to follow us on all of them. Yes, there's our social medias. Right, we had reached out to Dawson and Sanderson, and we're still hoping to get them on to talk about their offer for going down to Wembley, of course. And the Wembley has been confirmed. It's a 4:15 kickoff. Got the time right on that one, lads. May the 11th, Wembley Stadium. Where else? Gateshead versus Solihull Moors. I believe we're in the west side of the stadium this time. So we'll see if that gives us any different look. But obviously, here we are with Dawson Sanderson. They do have an offer on. We'll keep pushing this right up until, and I believe there might be another offer for Real Travel on the day and return. Lumo, one of the club's travel partners, are going to be doing a late return train to match in with the timings of the game. So we'll keep our eyes posted for that. But this one, for our audio listeners, Dawson and Sanderson, FA Trophy Final 2024. Real Travel from Newcastle, one night stay from May 10th at a Wembley hotel, twin room. It's based on two sharing room only, and that is £145 per person. So that's gets you there for one night. And there's a number for that is 0191-261-4888. And hopefully we'll have someone on from Dawson Sanderson. I got an email from the day, but it was just a little bit too late. When I emailed back, I think they were out of office. So yeah, we'll keep it on all abreast of all of those things. And also as well, the supports club travel, we'll push that as well. We want as many people to be able to get there safely and get there and enjoy the game. Enjoy the whole thing, and as I say, whatever the budget, hopefully we can get everybody there. See more people entering the competition. Hashtag playoffs if you want to win a bobble hat and a signed program. Gordon Mann has put, how are you doing tonight, lads? Heed Army playoffs. We're doing all right, Mickey. You doing all right?
I'm absolutely buzzing, me. I can't wait.
I mean, Mickey's wrapped up like a bear's testicle there, but are you cool tonight, Mickey?
Look, mate, this is a fine mountain fur. I grew up myself.
It's collected from his own belly button.
How many mountains have you got?
It comes in handy when it's a full moon.
Yeah. So that's why Trina's got the handcuffs. Anyway.
Yeah, that's just to keep it loose.
Yeah.
To be fair, yeah, Biggie, it looks warm.
It's absolutely lush, mate. I've been sitting house in the window without the heating on. I don't feel it because it's like thermal lined.
Oh,
sales pitch. Mickey could be selling stuff, couldn't he?
Tricks of the trade. You see, Embrace the Vision has put opposite side to last year where Halifax were and Cambridge as well from the first time we went. So who knows, is the west side the lucky side? Tickets go on sale on Thursday from 12 p.m. for the trophy final. Yes, I believe the £30 a ticket for an adult and £10 for concession. The club will be sharing that, and we've shared it today on social media, their tweet. So we'll be continuing to do that in the build-up as well. And it's put, hello, lads. This is from Mr. Luke. He's put, let's not talk about Maidenhead and failed game. Let's just forget them results. Main thing is we're in the playoffs. And I got talking to someone at the club, and there was some things that went on, nothing sinister or anything, but the travel after the failed game, the bus broke down. They had to stop a night at failed, share beds. The bus, the replacement bus, they got down to Maidenhead at 6 o'clock the night before. Had to
share beds.
Ollie
was barking funny. I wonder who he was sharing with.
Yeah. And yeah, and then they had problems with the replacement bus. So after the Maidenhead game, they had to dash across London and get on a train from King's Cross. So they've had just sleep patterns. It hasn't been the greatest preparation. So when you put that into into contention, it makes it all really good, doesn't it? What they've done. Wow. And Mickey looks like he used to. One second. He used a lightsaber to climb inside Tatooine. Yeah, so there's a Star Wars reference there for any geeks. You went down in my estimations, Carl Daly. I didn't think you were. I was going to wind up and say it.
I could have been Carl Jabba the Hutt, I suppose.
Yeah. That's when he's got his top off. Does that mean we're not at the Green Man pub? I would presume so. And Davey. It would be awful if two gated lads were booked into the Green Man pub to stay there, and that's going to be the Solihull pub.
He's booked into there, like.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. It's a Solihull end, isn't it?
Yeah, me and Steely's got to walk past them in the morning.
Yeah. The walk of shame.
The walk of shame, my. Come back with the trophy, the walk of glory. We've got.
I'll be away home and crying, isn't it?
Davey will have morning glory, but that's a different matter.
That's just a CPAP machine. That Mickey used to be a werewolf. He's all right now.
All right now. Yeah. That's Ken's getting that. Oh, jokes for the best kid.
Instead of the potential of two Wembley finals in a season in 6 days of each other, could be as well. That's the amazing thing. Dave, make sure you bring me the Dumpy Aldi Brasserie bottles for Wembley. Me and Dave will drink them on the train on the way down. We've got Christmas stories. I've heard Rob mention his post-match interview that the trip failed. So full credit to the lads for bouncing back yesterday. Yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic. And someone said they thought it was Bungle from Rainbow. So maybe
up above the streets and houses, rainbow climbing high.
Mickey, do you eat marmalade sandwiches like Paddington?
I don't like marmalades. Do like jam. So if anybody wants to buy raspberry jam for us, I'll take it home.
The gated badge just so sewn on, you know what I mean?
It will. Right. I know we've still got a fair bit of go in the show, but we've got two games left, and the prediction league is really hotting up at the top. So if we just put it on, here we go. Mickey, league leader.
No. Let's get this right here. I'm only on top of the league on alphabetical. I'm level with Tabitha.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I said you're level top. Davey Steele snuck up into third.
Come on. Where's you, Davey, lad?
I'm languishing joint 13th. I'm going to have to really pull it out the hat here of these next two predictions.
Trina
has dropped down to, let's have a look. She's in joint 4th on 11.
Look at Mickey's smug face there. He's like, ha.
I'm not smug.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to get
their prediction, I did have a giggle.
Yeah, remember, if you're going to get your predictions in, remember to put them for both games, for Aldershot and for Bromley. Okay, and we'll have it on the next show who the winner is of the prediction league, and we'll reach out to Patrick and see if we can get it.
We're not doing the playoffs after that, no.
We could do. What do you think? We'll put it out to the viewers. Do they think they should go to the playoffs or just the league? These are the troubles.
I think it should just be the league, because if I finish top, I wanted to go into Tabitha anyway. If I finish level with Tabitha,
we'll just do the league then. We'll do the league. We'll do the.
What do you win? Is it a curly whirly?
It could be. You get to win offcuts of Mickey's next jumper with his belly button. Yeah, fluff.
This is not a jumper. It's an Udi. Get it right, lad.
Okay, I'm sorry. An Udi. Right.
It's so, just like a big fleece. It's hoodie.
Ah, right. But the thing is, though, Mickey, we seen when you were preparing and putting your phone down ready for the show that you had suspenders on underneath, though.
No, that was just for you two.
Ah.
There's a difference. He's up paying money so I can get to Wembley, mate. That's why it's got me only pants page.
It is, yeah. Well, honestly, Mickey, never shave them legs because the hairs protruding through the fishnets just make it that more sexy.
I tie the fish knots on with the hairs on my legs.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
There's a picture for you, ladies.
Embrace the vision has went
2-0. Can I pay you money to stop talking? Would that be possible?
Depends how much you're paying.
I'll get there eventually. Embrace the vision, saying 2-0 against Aldershot and 2-0 defeat against Bromley. 2-2 against Aldershot. Darren saying just do the league. 5-1 Aldershot, 3-2 against Bromley, says David Tron. Mr. Lucas went 3-1 against Aldershot, 1-1 against Bromley. We've got a perfect prediction last night. Happy with that. Well done. We're going 3-0 Aldershot, 1-0 to Bromley. And we've got Ken Webb says 2-1 both games, which he did tell me adamantly last night because he thought that we weren't going to be on YouTube tonight for him to watch. Craig is going 2-2 and 2-1. Trina has put it's an oversized hoodie.
Isn't it poncho? It's a poncho.
No. Poncho hasn't got arms.
Did he get match and nail varnish with it?
Yes. It's just hairy. it comes as the Sasquatch gift set.
Yeah, I kind of took them years ago. My auntie got us a gorilla onesie, and I could only wear it for like 15 minutes because it was red hot, in cold, because it was made like of like polyurethane or something. It was just wouldn't let you breathe. And I remember one morning it was really cold, and I was waiting for the heat to go, and I'll hide it on. And when I hoid it on, the doorbell went. And I answered the door dressed as a giant monkey. Patrick Storr is going 2-1 win, then a 2-1 loss. 3-0 win and a 1-1 draw, says Christopher Storr. Sorry, that's Patrick Storr and Christopher Storr. 2-0 to the Heed and then 1-1. We're not playing Rochdale. It's Aldershot. And then we're playing 1-1 against Bromley. Sent our predictions straight to Johnny. Well, that's good, isn't it? Johnny's getting them straight direct now. And Darcy's going 3-1 Wednesday and 2-0 to Bromley on Saturday. So which pubs are we at Wembley? I don't know. We will get onto that. Don't worry in the build-up. But at the minute, it's still the league. Sean Parry's going 2-win win over Aldershot, 3-2 win over Bromley. And so hope he didn't have his leather skirt on too. Mickey, have you got a leather skirt, son?
Well, Trina, if I had a leather skirt, I would put a leather skirt on. You'd have to buy it one.
There we go. You can get a leather kilt.
It's all coming out now, isn't it? It's all coming out now. A leather kilt.
Really? Imagine what happens if we get promoted. What will have on?
Oh my God.
I think you'll be getting arrested on the middle of Wembley pitch. apologies to anyone who's eaten. Johnny Green is 1-0 in both games. We've got here, what are your thoughts on Halifax playing at Accrington Stanley and Chesterfield? Not great look for the league, if I'm honest. They've just been absolutely battered by the weather. And then I believe that Halifax Rugby Club have been playing on the same pitch when the game was called off for the football, but they're allowed to play on it on the rugby, and it's just churned it up. So it's just an awful state.
Exactly the same happened to us, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you think like Carlisle, Hartlepool saved us a little bit, didn't they? Middlesbrough, you know.
Yeah. Gavin Rudd has put Mickey doing his best to displace Rooney the goat and become the new mascot.
Here we go, David. I know what you're gonna say. Go on.
We'll put this out to the
I've already done the Rooney thing and I'm not doing it again.
No. We're just saying if we were going to call help Rooney the goat, what would Mickey be? Mickey the, and keep it clean. Right? Mickey the what mascot. So Guy Evans has went 3-1 win, Aldershot 2-0 win over Bromley. Mickey the 2-0 Heed versus Aldershot and 1-1, says Gavin Rudd. Oh, pardon me.
My goodness, Davey.
It was the Aldi Coke that did it there, as I say, other Cokes available. Are you wearing your mankini for a Wembley, Mickey?
Trust me, no one wants to see this body in a mankini, even if it was painted on in jest.
Oof, lovely. It's a farmer's field, the sheer pitch. It is. It's pretty bad down there at the minute. And 5-0 against Aldershot and 2-1 win against Bromley, says Trina. Darren Walden's put, I knew there was a reason I moved out of Gateshead. Couldn't take this level of depravity. Mickey the Raccoon is the first one that's come in. It's
Raccoon.
this one's nicer. Mickey the Legend.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That is. Very nice.
Mickey the Monkey. We've got Mickey the Eagle, the bald eagle.
I suppose I could, eh? Like Eddie the Eagle.
Surely it has to be Mickey the Mouse.
Oh, well, that's probably beat that one, like, to be fair.
Mickey the Beaver.
I like that.
So there we go. I don't know if he's got Mickey the Warthog. Mickey the Panda, they're coming in, they're flying in these. Just when you keep their messages coming in, if Mickey was going to be a mascot, what would he be? And remember, keep it clean. And of course, you can win a Gateshead FC bobble hat. As I'll show up the camera there, you can see just in the corner to enter. It's hashtag playoffs, and also there is a signed program from the FA Trophy semi-final, signed by all the coaching staff there in Mags, Louis, and the Gaffer. Oh, there's loads of these coming in. we've got Sticky Mickey. That's still a great one, that Sticky Mickey. Mickey the Beast, if that counts.
We've lost the Beast.
Ooh, I thought the Beast back. Mickey the Hamster. We've got our resident Darlington fan, the mighty Darlington FC won 3-1, and we're staying up. The Great Escape is done. Steve Watson.
Well done, Dolo.
Yep. And as I did say there, you have to be at the Gates of Game on Saturday if you win there, Ian. So remember to pick up the prize. We're not paying for
it. Rutledge scored a cracking goal for Dolo on Saturday as well.
Did he? Well done to him.
Yeah, I did well.
Stuart Allen's got his predictions in 2-0 and 2-0. Lads, I tell you, I'll go with mine first. Tomorrow, I'm gutted I'm missing it. I'm going to go 3-1 Gateshead for Aldershot. Yeah. And I'm going to go 0-0 against Bromley. I think both teams are just going to see it out.
Yeah. Sort of both in the playoffs, both one of the best players. They'll rotate a bit, won't they, against Bromley, I would have thought. I'm going 2-0 tomorrow night. I think we'll beat Aldershot 2-0. And yeah, I'm going for a 1-1 draw on Saturday. Mickey's still pondering. Oh, he's frozen, one of the two.
Oh, I'm going for 4-1 against Aldershot tomorrow.
That's wishful thinking by you, isn't it? You'd love it, wouldn't you?
Too right, and Mr. Widdrington will get it right up his grinner.
That's Mickey the Grinner.
It's a 2-1.
Sit how it is, Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey has a Brazilian. Ooch. I don't know how he knows that, but Mickey, is it that one of your subscribers to OnlyFans?
Wrong channel.
It's a different one, because I can assure you I haven't got a Brazilian. Mine bejazzled.
I was going to say, have you got a Colombian? You got a Valderrama.
On the Brazilian team, it's more like Amazon. More like a jungle.
I know.
That's a different story.
I'll tell you what. Wow. We have a massive amount of people watching tonight, and a big thank you. Please come over to YouTube and hit subscribe. It would be absolutely fantastic.
Man, it's a great time to support the Heat. It's buzzing, isn't it?
It is. And I'm going to play a retro advert. I need to make some more. I've got to hit the kids harder. I'm only joking. I don't hit them. But I need to help them make another advert while they're young and cute. funny though, that enthusiastic still to come to a Gateshead game. I kind of drag them now. We've got that's what we've got here.
Because you called them the Gateshead family, didn't you? They weren't happy with that.
Oh, nah, horrible little children. Let's have a little look. Would you take a loss in both games to avoid Halifax? No. If we've got a home game, take that home game. Ken Webster, are we singing our song tomorrow, Mickey?
Could be. Depends if we win.
Have you got one for Mr. Widdrington?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there.
Is it repeatable?
Yeah.
Not on air.
Get them tell Mickey Aldershot or the new Grimsby.
No, they're not that. It's not the fans. It's only one person, really.
Yeah. We've got Steve Farnfield. He's put Halifax aren't going to make the playoffs.
Oh, that's a bold show.
I'll tell you what, we'll go through. There's some half-time scores coming in from around the National League. Halifax is 0-0, Oxford 0, Bromley 2, Rochdale 0, Bournemouth 0, and Wealdstone is 0-0 with Eastleigh, and that hasn't really affected the table at all below us or above us at the moment, but that could change. But
does that put on Wealdstone? Does that mean they're Wealdstone clear enough now to steer the bit of it?
No, I think they can still get sucked back in. If drastic things go wrong, they could get sucked back in, yeah. But if Boreham would win tonight, it changes everything. It makes it a lot tighter. But that's how that is all going. Let's have a look here. What we got? We got another message here. I like a home tie in the Eliminator just to avoid Halifax. Well, look, it's get who you get, and we'll hopefully be able to beat anyone on our day if we can.
Get who you get, and as long as we can get at home, that's the main thing.
Well, if you
try and get that fourth spot if possible.
Well, if you look at it, so the top three are sorted. If Bromley win tonight, they're 2-0 up at half time, and then after that, you've got Altrincham, Solihull, and Gateshead all in the playoffs, and then one from what, Halifax, Southend, Aldershot. So any of them at home, any of them. I know it's Halifax and Gobble got bad, but hey, you know, if we could take
would you play Halifax? Because they're going through a similar run of games as we are. Are their legs going to be the same as ours?
Of course they are. Wow. And they're having to push hard as well because we've already qualified. They haven't. They've got to still win the game.
You talk about us being a great story this season. Look at Southend. They're in a chance of getting there in the last day of the season.
Unbelievable.
And if they do, what story that is. I mean, they were 10 points deducted. The club, well, still not really saved yet, is it? Is it Martin down there hasn't got the deal over the line. The club's still teetering. There's still people want to wind up the club for debts. So, and someone's put, don't forget Oldham. I'm trying to because I don't like them. So let them slip away.
It's very unlikely Oldham will make it now. They're too far back.
We've got, when will the playoffs be played? I believe they commence about 5 days after the end of the season, don't they?
Yeah, next week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I heard Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, so well, it's even sooner.
That's the following week or straight after.
Mm-hmm. This would be quite ironic, though. Aldershot at home in the playoffs stuffed them twice. That was...
yeah.
I think Halifax play tonight, Thursday and Saturday too. Yeah, they've got part-time squad having to travel away from home to play home games. It's not ideal. We've been there ourselves, and if they do get through, they deserve it. Put work cards on the table, it'll be very hard. Apparently, Caroline has put the 23rd and 24th of April next week is when the
So I'm just looking here. So, 5th versus 6th is played next Tuesday night, and then 4th versus 7th play on the Wednesday night, and then both semi finals are played on Sunday the 28th, and then the final the following Saturday. So,
I've just been corrected. Apparently, Halifax are full time. I didn't think they were, but if they are, they are. Oldham still have two left and can achieve 68 points. Let's hope they don't. Although, having said that, we've got a great record against them. And we've got here, I think Southend will miss out, but the title contenders next season could well be if they get everything sorted off the pitch.
Investment,
still very in the air at the moment. The first semi-final is on Saturday 27th at 5:30, but yeah, we're talking about the quarterfinals. That's what we've qualified for. So that will be on the Tuesday or Wednesday. And then the following Saturday there on 27th, of course, is the semi-final, which will be away ultimately for us if we are fortunate enough to get through. But yeah, it really is flying by this show. We'll quickly go again that there is a prize to be won. You can win a Gates FC bubble hat and the same program. I'll hold it up again here. You can see it in the little corner of the screen. And one second. Also as well, if people could let us know, because people often tell us they watch this on their tellies in the house. If you don't get the empty can of Carlsberg.
I feel a bit left out. You all hold no prizes. So, you know, should we do Star Wars Geeks?
Could people just let us know what they're watching on, what devices? Yoda, you sad man. disappointed. if people could let us know if they watch on TV, on device, computer, just let us know. It would just be interesting to see how the dynamics of it works, how people are watching. Because if people are watching on the tellies, you know, we can change it up a little bit for the presentation and stuff like that. So, you know, just to make it like a TV show, and, you know, ultimately, people can still watch that on the phone. We've got Gavin Rudd has watches it on his TV, Mason on his laptop, and Ian's watching on his Nokia 3310. We must be very pixelated on that one. We've got watches on the telly, so there we go.
Where must be sitting between Snake?
Yeah,
Snake. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Change you were never born, are you?
Oh, I'm sure loads of people. Darcy Gray on TV. We've got Chromecast on the TV from Cow Daily. Look at him, he's just pinging it on there. We've got the Fire
Stick on people's televisions. That's quite a scary thought, you know.
I know. It's Ken Webster on the laptop. We've got another one on the TV via the Fire Stick. Lots of people watching on the TV. I watch on the Xbox these days and watching on the TV. Well, a big thank you. So just because you're all watching on the TV, have a full on one of Mickey.
Hey, you know me.
Oh, Mickey's in a good mood. Isn't it good?
Is. Someone watching on the telly but comments on the phone. There we go. Apparently Ian is in the strip club as well watching. So
even better.
Is there any kids watching?
If only I'd known if he'd paid $5.99, he could have had us in my fishnets.
Yeah. So he'd give me a tip on all the pieces. I'm actually not watching via laptop. I'm watching it through the neighbour's letterbox. So that's quite good, that there, from Mr. Luke and David Tron on the telly. So, no, it's interesting because the podcast, obviously, it started just like, we did it online, didn't we? Well, no, this is online, but is it like a radio show initially? And then obviously we've morphed into this and people's TVs have changed and the capabilities. So it is, it's quite weird to think that people tune into us on their telly sitting on the sofa.
More TV, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty weird. So I often wonder why I get funny looks at the game. People going, oh, Christ, look at them in real life. So,
Well, no, I'm used to seeing people like Amelia Fox on my telly. Oh.
She doesn't have an Udi, though, does she?
She probably does, but she probably looks a damn sight more attractive in hers than I do.
I'll dispute that. Darren Walton's put his watches on the phone, laptop, and TV. I pay my license and making the most of it. There we go.
Everything.
Cow Daily, but I remember listening to yous on Spreaker. Yeah, them were the days. Thank God we weren't on camera then, because some of the things that went on, you wouldn't get away with on camera. We've got Dave. Any plans for the match day vlogs soon? Enjoyed them when I've seen them. Yeah, I did start recording one for the Aldershot game, but obviously the Aldershot game got canned. And
what about Saturday?
I'll do one on Saturday. We'll get some interviews and that and talk to people. I've got a new camera, so people get warts and all, everybody, 4K. Everyone's going to be looking in full hairy glory, especially Mickey.
Yeah. Who's everyone picking for player of the year? Goal of the season.
You can't just drop that in like that, can you? Let's get those nominations in.
Awards on Saturday. I mean, I was trying to say it before, but if there was a manager of the season for the league, But a winner by a mile for me is Kevin Mayer, the Southend manager.
Yeah, he's done a phenomenal job.
We'll start the season.
I'll put these up on screen while we're talking. Mick Scully's went, Callum Whelan, Ed Francis, two phenomenal players. Ed Francis and goal of the season, Hanover versus Bromley or Stourbridge. Was it not Barnett?
It was Barnett, Barnett goal, the volley, wasn't it? Yeah.
Ed or Callum, Callum Whelan. Yeah, it's just been...
One of those two, surely.
Callum Whelan.
Yeah, I don't know. I lost a bit of consistency. Well, he got a bit, I don't know. There was a spell where he got.
I don't believe it, Steely.
Francis and Whelan are getting lots of votes here, of course, from the Walpole household. We knew it wouldn't be anyone else. It would be Marcus Denanga.
Of course. Denanga scored the goals, so you can't ignore him.
Got
Hannah Barnett for goal. Ed Francis, what a player. I think for me, I'll probably go with... I think if Tinkler hadn't got injured when he did, he was up there for his consistency and performances. I know Ed missed a bit of time, but he come back sooner than expected. So I think Whelan's just been absolutely phenomenal. It is between Whelan and Francis for me. It's a tough one.
Goal of the season, we had to pick the six, didn't we? Which I totally forgot about was Francis at Rochdale.
Yeah, I say there's some beautiful goals. There's so many that could have made it in, but I think for player of the season, I'll go Ed Francis. Just I know he links up really well with everyone, and I think I'd go with him. Goal of the season for me would be the Kidderminster goal, the team goal with Denanga scoring it. I think that was the best work goal. But go on, Mick, I'll let you get yours in.
I don't mind telling anybody. I voted for Kenton for player of the year.
Yeah.
But I personally think Kenton, Callum, or Ed will get one. Will get player of the year, and either one of them three will get player of the year as well.
Yeah, they've just been absolutely phenomenal.
I'm going for the other one. I'm going for Callum Whelan. So that's the three, isn't it? That's the three players who stand out.
They've all been outstanding throughout the whole season. Denanga's got the goals. I mean, Hanover has been. Especially the second half of the season has been phenomenal.
Yeah. Second half, definitely. Yeah. So
Grayson's had a good. You could go through the lot of them. Mm-hmm. They've all played the part. Every one of them.
Yeah.
There's an interesting one. St. Geordie's just put a little tweak on the question. Lone player of the season.
Ooh.
Now
we've had a few.
I would say. Personally, Brown for his impact in the back end of the season.
Yeah,
he helped ignite us back into what we've done. Lofthouse and Archie Mayer were unbelievable in the early stages of the season.
Lofthouse was
Chadwick's even come up with goals, even though majority of the time he was crap. But Chadwick come up with important goals at times as well.
Yeah, they were that important that York signed him, thankfully.
Down, but he scored a great hat-trick against Dorking.
There's one of them goals against hat-trick. One of those hat-trick goals against Dorking was like watching Messi, the way he flipped the goal,
dropped the shoulder and went away.
Phenomenal goal. Also, as well, for Rutledge goal, at Dunstan deserves a mention. It certainly does. Yeah. There's so many because earlier on in the season, they do kind of escape the mind, don't they?
When we were approached about it and asked, we were thinking, how the hell do we pick?
Well, it was like early in the season, wasn't it? Almost every game was producing like a worldie.
There's been some phenomenal goals and probably a travesty that we haven't mentioned some of them, that have just disappeared out of our mind. They're probably some of the players and players' families going, what about this goal there or whatever? But no, so Oldham must be watching a different player. But he's my favourite player now, of course. But Whelan, they weren't too complimentary about him when we signed. People are saying Dejon Brown for the best loan player here. We've got
Dejon's made a massive impact with his goals, his performances. But I'm not just saying it because the Evans family will be listening. But Kieran Evans has been absolutely outstanding as well.
He's definitely growing. He's growing confidence, and you can see he's enjoying it, which is absolutely lovely.
Two-footed there as well. If you watch him, he can shoot with either foot. He can bring it down with either foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely. No, I agree with that as well, yeah.
Lots of people, I mean, obviously, they're saying, but before Horn, I'd say Dej is the loan sign, but Harness, you could tell we missed Archie. Yeah, Archie Mayer was a phenomenal goalkeeper to replace. Wow. And it took time to get someone. Well, we've got three now, haven't we, that can play in that role. And
we could almost field two class teams, like from all the players who played this season. You could almost field two teams who would probably do quite decently in the National League.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a question, everybody.
Go on.
The championship team of the National League North were this team. Which players, bearing in mind you've seen Wernigan, Kenton, Ked, Bales.
Bales, aye.
What's your team? If you could keep all them and put them together with this current squad. Boy,
mix them up. Bloody hell. I keep Maka. Just because he was a predator,
what would your first 11 be?
Including loan players.
Like the whole lot.
The whole lot.
It'd be Archie Mayer.
Yeah, definitely.
It would be Tinkler, Story, and Kenton at the back. I think.
Consistency, yeah.
Right wing back would be Lofthouse.
God, yeah.
Your left back, Pye.
Left back, Ethan Pye, yeah.
Yeah.
Midfield would be Ollie, Whelan and Francis, and up top would be Brown and Longstaff.
For me, you can't argue with that, really, can you? What, Mickey, what are you thinking? Obviously, you've thought of this, so what's your thoughts?
Tinkler,
yep,
Bailey, Kenton, and Pye. That's me back four,
yeah.
I'm putting Ed Francis at the base of it.
Yeah.
I'm putting Ollie and Wern just in front of them.
Yeah.
And I'm going Ked, Dej, and Maka.
What a striking partnership that is.
Someone we haven't mentioned as well, Mamadou Diop as well.
Diop? Yeah, he was
Diop.
He was class.
He was outstanding. He's been outstanding, apparently, since he went back to Cambridge as well.
He could have been the loan signing of the season. He was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really good. And we've got here, Evans was outstanding last night. He was unlucky not to score as well.
Did he?
See what we've got here. We've got more here. I'm very impressed with Evans, says David Tron. Full credit to the 150 Chesterfield fans, of course. They made the trip up and the game was, obviously rearranged at short notice. And as I said, well done to them and hope they enjoy League Two next year. We've got Gator FC commentators of the season. if anyone dares, says Colin White and Paul Dixon,
I was going to see him, Mark White. I was going to see Colin White and Mark Carruthers.
Oh, dear.
Oldham don't play the Heed way. They certainly don't. Camille Conte, there's another player that could have gone in.
Oh, I forgot about Cap.
Yeah.
And Matty Jacobs.
You know what we should do? We should for the next time we're on this, we should produce for 11.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a good point here. We've got a little bit of it says Pye didn't play in the National League North unless I misunderstood the question. So we did say from this season and the National League North.
Pye.
Yeah.
No, okay.
And God, remember when we sat in Campbell out of that lot as well?
Matty Jacob.
I'm saying Matty Jacob, Adam Campbell.
Yeah, there's some amazing players. Yeah,
actually, there's a lot of them that are playing Football League now. A lot of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, that shows you the quality.
And pushing for the playoffs in the league above. That tells you everything as well.
Yeah.
Love seeing ex-Gator players getting awards the other night. Yes, of course, Macaulay Langstaff getting in the team of the season for League Two. We've got Matty Jacobs. He's come from Hull City. That was the song, wasn't it?
No.
He's played for Hull as well, isn't he? Yeah.
Look, he's good there. Dave, when are you doing the draw? Thanks. It'll be late, it'll be soon. God, I've a flu by, haven't we? Didn't realize we will do the draw. So I'll get this up.
Keeping you on, he's keeping the viewers entertained.
You get the photo from
OnlyPans.
John Dick.
Oh, yeah, you know what it is, because I forgot to get, I'll see if I can get it now. Just where we're going. So still give people an opportunity to enter the competition here if they would like to. Remember, you have to be able to come to the game on Saturday to pick up the prize of the hat and the signed program. Pick it up from the commentary desk on Saturday. Remember, it's a 12:15 kickoff, and I'm just going to try and get this picture of John Dick. He's on holiday. He's actually been in Rio de Janeiro today as well, you know.
Wow.
In front
of Christ. This one. It's a good photo you're going to put on.
In front of Christ the Redeemer.
And Davey, your classic message on Twitter as well.
By Christ, he's done it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. You went to see Penguins in South America. Did you see that photo, Steely?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I did see that. So I'm trying to find it.
Well, he's got to see some Magellanic Penguins in the south, did he?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Yeah. You know what it is? I can't get the photos. I'll put them on the next show. Apologies for that, but we'll get them properly and that. So, right, now is the time to do the draw. Good luck to anyone that has entered. And remember, you must be able to pick it up from the game on Saturday. So, here we go.
Good luck, everyone. Woo!
Oh, the tension's palpable.
Oh, look at all them.
Look at that. Oh, it's David Tron.
Well done, David Tron.
David Tron's got a hat and a signed program there. So that's
fantastic. Yeah, well done, David. Congratulations. And the woolly hat.
Yeah, so there we go. That's the competition over with. And internationally, we are massive. We are really big. And Stephen Wern as well. There's another name to throw in the hat.
I had him in my team, so.
For being a tin pot club, all these players want to play here. They certainly do, Mr. Fulton. We've got
Well done, David. Tin pot club that's sending a lot of league players.
Whoever wins the program, can Mickey bring it tomorrow night instead?
What's that?
If Christopher Story was hoping he would have won, if he had won the program,
I'm sorry, Christopher.
Yeah, and
you'll have to make tea with a cuddle instead.
Yeah, season's not finished yet, bit early to nominate. But when we get to Wembley twice and win 3-0 on both occasions, a hat trick each time for Dejan, surely he'd be player of the season. No, I'm starting.
I am absolutely positive. Sandra's took over the typing.
Yeah, definitely. That's too positive.
You know what it is? I think Steve's been handcuffed to the bed with his own underpants, right? And she's just trying to put a positive spin on him to change his public persona.
By the way, it was a birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Sandra, if you're listening.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. And, we're coming to the end of the show there, lads. It's been an absolute pleasure. Well done to David Tron for winning. Remember as well, we are going to push this as much as we can, and we'll get the gate. I did ask Sam Jupp to come on from Gated FC, the Gated Sports Club's away travel, but he said he's not one for public speaking. We'll have to get a few pints down him and then get him on.
I was going to say, you're not shut him up if you give him a few beers.
I know, but of course, Dawson and Sanderson are putting on this offer. FA Trophy Final 2024, Rail from Newcastle, one night stay, and that's on the 10th. So you're there the night before the Wembley final, and that's based on two people sharing room only, £145 per person. And you can contact them on 0191 261 4888. And I believe there is going to be another Rail offer coming well from another one of the club's travel partners in Lumo, the train company. They're going to have a later train on the final day for people to get back on the 10th. And no, the 10th, I'm keep getting confused. 11th. It's 11th, the 11th, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. So to get back on the 11th, there is going to be a late train special for gated fans to Newcastle. And also there's going to be a great deal supposedly on those prices as well. So keep your eyes peeled on those type of things. But if you do want to have an overnight stay, Dawson Sanderson is there for you as well. And we'll hopefully get them on. We've got a couple of messages left. Good night all. See you at the International Stadium tomorrow. Thanks for a great show, says Patrick's story, and good night, and good to chat with you as normal. Have a great week ahead. You too, even though you're a Darlington
fan. Also, Mr. Rutledge won't be playing for you next season.
Well, let's have a little, I would say, remember, tickets for Wembley do go on sale on Thursday. Yes. Keep your eyes peeled on the Gated FC social media and website. The tickets are priced at £30 each and £10 for concessions. And we've got there. Thanks. Good show. Thanks for checking. I don't know what the rest of that message was, but see you all tomorrow. And if you are going to the game tomorrow, enjoy it. Remember, there isn't any commentary from ourselves. We can't make the game, but we'll see you next time.
If you can't turn up tomorrow, make sure you bring your water wings and your water rings and brollies. Well, I'm not the game with the brollies, so.
Your wetsuit,
water wings, and
wetsuit, or if you want to do a bit of cross pitch,
whoa,
cross pitch swimming. Remember, bring some lard and grease up, and that is the saying of the podcast. Always grease up and be prepared for it. So on that note, we'll see.
Is that your OnlyFans page? Is it?
Well, that's my new one. That's what's going to happen. Grease
what's up, the cross isn't on.
Yeah, that's the one. It's going to be a naked man in Crocs covered in grease. On that note, bye, everybody.
Bye.